Judy, I just kind of realized when you joked earlier about boys, it's ironic because the birds did leave or lead to love.
right.
Can you talk about how, you know, documentaries have, you know, bled back into your life? I mean, they've impacted your life now. They're changing the way who you are.
Yes. In fact, when I started The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill, I had no intention of changing my life. some friends had told me that I should make a movie about this weird dude who feeds the birds on Telegraph Hill. So I went over there and checked it out and thought, yeah, this is kind of a good story. I'm not sure about the guy, but the birds are really colorful. and then, you know, you get to like Mark. I mean, everybody who sees the movie likes Mark, and so did I. And we ended up together. We got married a few years ago, and we're living on Telegraph Hill, and those parrots that we had to banish to the back room before this interview started are two rescue parrots from the wild flock, Parker and Big Bird. So we still are actively involved with the wild parrots, and it really has changed my life in a good way. So you never know what is going to happen when you start walking down that documentary path. You don't know exactly where it's going to lead. That's another thing I like about the movie making. With a fiction film, it's all scripted out, and you have to just try to, you know, stay to the script and everything and edit to the script. But with a documentary, at least the way I make them, there is no script. You find your subject, and you do your research with your camera, and then you create a movie as you go, and you also create it in the editing room. And that's what happened with the Pelican movie. I just sort of dove into it when that bird landed on the Golden Gate Bridge by mistake and stopped traffic and got herself arrested and taken off the bridge. I decided, okay, this is a great opening for my Pelican film. I got to follow that bird. And I did, and she became one of my avian stars in Pelican Dreams.